The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The following program is paid for by Mike Boyle.
He spent almost 40 years in and around the restaurant industry. He's been an owner and an operator. He's a member of the Colorado Restaurant Hall of Fame. The last quarter of a century, his radio shows have been keeping you updated on the ever-changing Colorado restaurant scene, where he invites you to join him, both on the air and for meals at area restaurants. He's Mike Boyle, and this is The Restaurant Show.
Mike Boyle, and this is The Restaurant Show here on News Talk 710 KNUS. Happy 4th of July to you. Hope you've had a good day so far. Hope you have got Old Glory proudly waving on the front of your house. 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971. Studio show today. Although, if you have been checking out my website at mikeboyle.com, you know that we have registered, we've entered, we've listed a few upcoming meal deals, a few upcoming specials, including one with our buddy Trace Welch from Mickey's Top Sirloin. He has a fast food restaurant that we're going to do the deal with 2 weeks from today on July 18th. July 18th is also Wine Festival in Castle Rock. We're going to be talking with Pam Riddler from the Castle Rock Chamber of Commerce here in just a little bit. They'll let you know all about that. Yes, it is going forward. Yes, it is an absolutely terrific, terrific event. Then 3 weeks from today, on July 25th, maybe you should sit down when I tell you that we have arranged to do a Saturday night Indian Boyle Supper Club at Exotica Indian Cuisine in Lone Tree. Remember back in December when the Tierra family had opened it up? They were behind schedule, over budget. They had done a beautiful job remodeling that space right next to the Rio Grande Mexican restaurant. And they put on a wonderful buffet in December. We were supposed to do a supper club in January, but they ran into some financial difficulties. They had a partner. Partner wanted to pull out. They needed to find somebody else. They got going about a week before COVID hit, so it's been a challenge. But I met with them this week. They've got a new partner. He's an interesting guy. He's actually from Nepal, and he has a restaurant up in Arvada that serves Indian food and has been around for quite some time. So we're going to try to catch up with them about that event. I talked to Joyce Schaefer over Joyce's Famous Pizza, 2120 South Broadway. And she is going to do another one of our $7.10 meal deals coming up in August. It's on the calendar at mikeboyle.com. So I had a busy week. A lot of stuff going on. I'd love to take your calls. I've got a $50 gift certificate to an absolutely sensational place. That $50 gift certificate would easily get you lunch for two. Maybe even get you lunch for four, get you dinner for two, maybe $50 would cover the meal, and you might have to buy a bottle of wine. But Trestle's Coastal Cuisine, it is an absolutely fabulous restaurant in the Happy Canyon Shopping Center right off Highway 85. right off I-25 in Happy Canyon near Castle Pines. I'm going to give that away today to a caller, 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971. All you got to do is go on the air, give me a call, and tell me what's on your mind. Tell me where you've been. Tell me what you've been doing. Tell me a book you've read, a movie you've seen, whatever. Maybe a 4th of July story. You going out to Bandimere tonight? Yeah. Jet Car Nationals are going on out there right now. I gave away a bunch of tickets last week. I know some people that are going to go out there and have a wonderful time and a nice fireworks show. We'll be right back and get us started here on The Restaurant Show.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and boy, I've got some great news for you. You know, for years, I've been talking about India's Restaurant, 8921 East Hamden, just a little bit east of Yosemite. Well, I got this message from Chris Kapoor. You know, they've been doing takeout only. They've been doing a lot of takeout. Mike, we are open for dine-in. At lunch, we are doing a lunch special for $11.95. You know, they used to have a buffet. You can't do the buffet now. And it is a similar variety as we had for the buffet, but will be served by our staff. Stop by and check it out. I did stop by and it is great. And whether it's the chicken tikka masala, the tandoori chicken, whether it's the lentils or the saag paneer, the food is absolutely sensational. You can give them a call at India's Restaurant, 303-755-4284. That's 755-4284. And tell them you heard about it from Mike Boyle on The Restaurant Show. Get on over and try that lunch or experience dinner at India's Restaurant.
For a while now, folks have had the perfect excuse for getting home a little late. You know, I've been at the office. If people wanted to assume that you meant the work office, well, hey, that's their problem. But you probably meant the Office Kitchen and Bar on 3rd Street in Castle Rock. Owned and operated by Mike Hernandez, the office has that comfortable, relaxed neighborhood bar and grill atmosphere where you can wind down after a busy day at your other office. Beers, burgers, and bourbon highlight the menu, along with plenty of salads, sandwiches, and even a few Mexican items. The fish tacos are great, but if the office excuse is getting a little lame, just say you're heading over to the library. What could be the harm in that? Well, obviously we're talking about Mike's other place near the Castle Rock Adventist Hospital called the Library. The Library has that same laid-back feel of the office. Good food, full-service bar. You can just sit back and read the menu. And now Mike has a third place. It's in Parker, and it's called the Gym. Pizzas, burgers, full bar, games. So whichever excuse you want to use, whichever place you want to visit, the office or the library in Castle Rock or the gym in Parker, you're going to get a good meal, relax a little, and feel right at home.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and we all enjoy the foods of China, right? The sesame chicken, the Mongolian beef, but would you like to get some authentic Chinese food? Well, then you need to stop by the Volcano Asian Cuisine, 9632 East Arapahoe Road, just east of I-25, because Jay, the owner, he's from China, and yes, he understands that we like the westernized dishes, the hot and sour soup, the egg drop soup, but he also wants to serve the dishes of his home country. It's also called the Asian cuisine because you know what? They do sushi over there as well. It's a beautiful sit-down restaurant. You can go in and you can have a date night. They got a full-service bar. You can also do carry-out if you would like. It's called the Volcano. The Volcano Asian Cuisine. The Volcano Chinese Sushi Restaurant. 9632 East Arapahoe Road. 303-662-8111. They are open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and I know that they would love to see you. And tell Jay you heard about it from Mike Boyle on The Restaurant Show.
All right, 14 minutes after 3 o'clock here on the 4th of July. I'll admit it. I got up this morning, drove to Colorado Springs where I do a show on our sister station. From 10 o'clock until 1 o'clock, I did a Boyle Lunch Bunch down there. My name is Mike Boyle. I invited people to lunch, and we did a bunch of people. We did 540 pizzas at Louis Pizza in 3 hours. And then I drove up to Castle Rock. I'm at the home studio getting ready to do the show with you, 303-696-1971. And as soon as I pulled in the driveway, I went up to the mailbox and checked the mail. And when I opened the mailbox and I looked in, there was nothing there. I said, oh, 4th of July. It's a holiday. Oh, you don't have to admit it, but I'll bet some of you did it as well. All right, a Texan, a Floridian, and an Oregonian all die and go to hell. Ooh, tough duty. While there, they spy a red phone and ask what the phone is for. The devil tells them it is for calling back to Earth. Well, the Texan asks to call Dallas and talks for 5 minutes. When he's finished, the devil informs him that the cost is $1 million. So the Texan writes him a check. Wow, $1 million for 5 minutes. Next, the Floridian takes the phone and calls Miami. He doesn't talk for 5 minutes. He talks for 30 minutes. And when he is finished, the devil informs him that the cost is $6 million. Wow, $6 million. So he writes him a check. And finally, the Oregonian gets his turn. You know how screwed up Oregon is. And he calls Salem and talks for 4 hours. The Texan talked for 5 minutes. The Floridian talked for 30 minutes. But the Oregonian talks for 4 hours. When he is finished, the devil informs him that the cost is $5. Not $5 million, but $5. When the Texan hears this, he goes ballistic. And he asks the devil why the Oregonian got to call Salem so cheaply for so long. The devil smiles and replies, since Governor Kate Brown took over, the state has gone to hell, so it's a local call. All right, we could probably apply that to a few other blue states as well. 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971. I want to send a shout-out to one of my favorite people, real estate appraiser Larry Hoy, H-O-Y. Lives up there in Commerce City or somewhere up north. You know, he was on the RTD board back when the board knew how to run RTD. Was the president of the RTD board, ran for county commissioner up there, did get beat. Your loss, Adams County. But at any rate, Larry and his lovely wife, Kathy, are celebrating Larry's birthday today. He's a wonderful guy, good listener. I've known him for years, and I just wanted to do a little shout-out to Larry Hoy and wish him a happy birthday. 303-696-1971. This week, you know, we just did a spot for the Volcano Asian restaurant over there at Arapaho Road and I-25. Well, I got to go to my Chinese massage parlor in Aurora. Yeah, they've been shut down. And I typically like to go about every 3 weeks. I get a lot of exercise, getting a little older, like to get stretched out, like to get those toxins busted loose from my body. Yeah, but they were able to open it. It's called the Wuhan Massage Parlor. You know, what could possibly go wrong, right? It's not called Wuhan. It's called Vogue, V-O-G-U-E, over there on Havana, right behind where the old Aurora Summit used to be. But it felt good. It felt good to get out and get that done and get some of the kinks out. We've got a nice massage parlor here in Castle Rock called Elements. They've got a location in Highlands Ranch. They've got two locations in Castle Rock. Do a wonderful job. But there's something about those Asian massage parlors. Boy, they just really work it. They just really bust it loose. So that was kind of fun. That was something I did this week. 303-696-1971. 303-696-1971. Did you see that the Fresh Fish Company over on Hampton, yeah, they closed. 40 years, owned by Karen Parker. She's a delightful lady, very close to Peter Boyles, our morning show host, advertises with Peter a lot, but last Monday, the station got the word that to pull all of the advertising, and it was confirmed on Wednesday night, Thursday morning, with a Facebook post, an email from Karen Parker at the Fresh Fish Company, that after 40 years, she is shutting it down. Now, first of all, let me tell you, did COVID, did the shutdown, did all that stuff have something to do with it? Yeah, it probably had a little bit to do with it. She references that in her email, but you know, Karen's got to be, she's owned it, like I said, for 40 years, since the mid-80s. She's got to be 60, 65. I don't want to insult her. She'd tell you she's 29. But she's got to be 65 or so. The restaurant business can be for young people. Yeah, we all know a lot of older people that own restaurants and do very well with them. But by the time they've got a staff put together, the staff tends to be younger. And I don't know. She's been in that lease over there at the old Tiffany Plaza for a long, long time. So maybe it was just time to take off your shoes, put up your feet, kick back, relax, have a glass of wine or a nice cold beer. So anyway, Karen, we wish you nothing but the best, and thank you for all the wonderful, wonderful years here at Tiffany Plaza. All right, let's do this. Let's go and take a break. We've got a lot to talk about. I've got a $50 gift certificate to Trestle's Coastal Cuisine, and I'm going to give it away. All you got to do is give me a call at 303-696-1971. Go on the air, contribute a little bit to the show, and you just might get that gift certificate. 303-696-1971. We'll be right back.
News Talk 710, KNUS.
You know, if the challenges of 2020 have shown us anything, it's that we really appreciate people and businesses who support our community. There's probably no company more involved throughout Colorado than folks at Pepsi Bottling Company. By keeping their people employed, keeping their truckers working and trucks on the road, keeping our stores and restaurants supplied with great Pepsi products, or even through challenging times, keeping involved in community and civic causes, Pepsi has been there. And did you know that Pepsi also supports our military by employing over 100 veterans throughout the state? All that's important, but it's also important that you know about the great lineup of Pepsi products. Pepsi Regular, including the original Pure Cane Sugar Pepsi in the glass bottle, and all of their other products. Diet, Zero, Mountain Dew, Bug Root Beer, Sierra Mist Lemon Lime, not to forget Gatorade, Propel Energy Drink, and Lipton Tea. Pepsi also has a long line of snack products as well, including Lay's Potato Chips, Ruffles, Doritos, Cheetos, and many more. So stop by and pick up some Pepsi products. Pepsi may be a big international company, but they've always been there for us. For Colorado, Pepsi.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and you know that house gets a little bit dirtier when everybody's in it 24-7, right? All right, well, we're done with the shutdown. We're starting to move around. We're starting to get out. You're going to want people to come by the house, and you look around and you say, wait a minute. These carpets seriously are in need of cleaning. How about the upholstery on the couches? They need to be cleaned. Well, what do? You call Mike Bagnall, B-A-G-N-A-L-L, Mike Bagnall at Bagnall Carpet Services, 303-797-6400. That's 303-797-6400. You know, I've got a dog. My daughter adopted a dog down in Mexico, Bailey, the Mexican street dog. I didn't realize that you have to have your carpets cleaned just a little bit more often when you got a pet around. He does a wonderful, wonderful job. Mike Bagnall, Bagnall Carpet Services, 303-797-6400. And do me a favor. When you talk to Mike, tell him you heard about it from Mike Boyle on The Restaurant Show.
With the shutdown over, wouldn't you like to go on a nice ocean-type vacation? Can't take the time? Don't want to fly? Well, did you know you only have to go as far as Happy Canyon Road in South Santa Fe and Castle Pines to get wonderful fresh seafood? That's right, Trestle's Coastal Cuisine. For over 2 years now, Jose and Mimi Espinosa have been bringing their 30-plus years of Huntington Beach seafood restaurant expertise to the area. Maybe start with some fresh oysters. Jose is tremendously proud of his selection of both East and West Coast oysters. Maybe the crab cakes. For fresh seafood, maybe enjoy the scallops, king crab, or the fresh fish of the day. Have a carnivore in your party? Choose from the New York Strip, a filet, and the rack of lamb is sensational. Trestle's serves lunch Monday through Saturday and is open for dinner nightly. Has a beautiful but relaxed decor and a patio that was made to enjoy our fabulous Colorado sunsets. And a wine list that is second to none. Compliments a full-service bar. It's called Trestle's Coastal Cuisine, but the salads are fabulous. Oh, and if you're craving a burger, it's one of the best around. Trestle's welcomes reservations, so either drop in or call 303-663-3622. That's 303-663-3622. And remember, if you still want to do takeout, Trestle's is happy to accommodate you.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com.
All right, moving on the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show. It may be the 4th of July Independence Day holiday weekend. Hope you're flying your flag. But coming up in a couple weeks, July 18th, will be the 17th annual Castle Rock Wine Festival. I have been very
proud, very happy to be associated with this event as a promoter of it. I think it's an absolutely wonderful wine event. I remember when Pam Riddler, the president of the Castle Rock Chamber of Commerce, came up with the idea, presented it to her staff and other sponsors. It was tremendously well received, and it has been greatly received by the public. I've got her on the air, and I'd like to talk a little bit about it, because my advice would be, if you're looking for something to get out of the house, be well spaced, enjoy a little bit of wine, this would be the perfect event. Once again, it's Saturday, July 18th, the 17th annual, from 2 o'clock in the afternoon till 8 o'clock in the evening. Pam Riddler, president of the Castle Rock Chamber of Commerce, welcome to the show.
Hi, Mike. Hope you're doing well.
Well, I'm doing terrific, and we've talked in the past a little bit about some of the interesting challenges presented by putting on an event of this size. Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit, you know, if they were to pull up and park either at the Castle Rock Factory Outlets and be shuttled over to the Butterfield Crossing Park, if they were to drive up and park, tell the listener, just kind of take them through what they would see as they walked up to the wine festival and the time that they would experience.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, Butterfield Park is an absolutely fabulous location for a wine event. The beautiful trees and grass, and it's just very, very appealing to people. So it's a very casual location. But as far as coming into the event, we will have two different entrances, one on the north side, one on the south, that either buses and or people can come through that entranceway. And we'll have all sorts of local people that are volunteers for us and my staff that will be greeting everyone. And then, you know, checking your, we have to check your ID and make sure you do have that ID on us, because that is a requirement.
Good point.
That we check the ID. And then we will be also checking the tickets. If you pre-purchase them, either bring it on your phone or on a piece of paper, we will scan those. But if you haven't purchased, we do have a section that is going to be for walk-ups. Just remember, this is a cashless event. You do need to pay with a credit card anything coming there.
And not only is it cashless, but it is an over 21 event also. Now, obviously, they're going to be checking your ID, giving you a bracelet so you can come in and enjoy wine. But it is an over 21 event, Pam.
It is. It is. And we feel that it is an adult event. And so make sure you do bring those IDs, because they will be required. This year, again, because of the COVID requirements that we're having to go through as far as protection, we are requiring everyone to bring, you know, they need to bring their face covering or their mask with them. All our volunteers and staff will also be wearing masks, as well as they will be wearing some latex gloves and things. The whole idea behind the event is, first of all, we want people to have a great time.
Sure.
I think people have been really antsy about getting and being able to have an event that is such a beautiful, casual type of event. So we are going through what the governor's requirements are, and we'll have all sorts of different sanitation areas that will be taking care, should make you feel very comfortable, mm-hmm. because we are taking these extra steps to keep everybody healthy.
Okay,
so
so now people get into the event, and we're going to see booths with wine. Take the listeners through the layout and what they will enjoy,
sure.
on July 18th.
Well, when you walk through the doors, you will receive a bag that allows, you know, that'll have your wine glass inside it. There'll be a bag and then there'll be water in it. But then you go around to the different wineries, and then there's also other types of vendors that are part of there, that, you know, everything from some clothing to just some very casual type of vendors there. But at the wineries, what will happen is you'll go up to the wine with your glass, and they will have small shots of poured of wine, different kinds of varieties of wine. You select, you pick up the wine out of the little vial, and you'll pour it into your glass, and then that's your tasting. So, again, these are steps that we're taking to make sure everybody is kept very safe. And so you'll do, and then you can very much talk with the different wineries about their wine. You are also have the ability to purchase a full glass of wine, or you can push, if you really like that wine, you might decide to go ahead and buy a bottle. And so that is what this whole event is about. There will be all sorts of entertainment. We have two stages this year for stage entertainment, both on the north and the south side. Remember, this is a very large park.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's all sorts of, there'll be food trucks there that you can purchase for food during the day. It's just a very nice, casual type of an event. A lot of fun.
And I love the hours. You can get up on Saturday morning, July 18th, and you can, of course, listen to the restaurant show from 10 o'clock until 1 o'clock, but you can get all your chores done, get cleaned up, and wander over at 2, 3 o'clock, and just enjoy yourself. It's a nice way to transition into the evening. Pam, very important question. This is something that I've noticed over the years, and this is very important. Will the guy with the Crocodile Dundee hats be there to sell hats?
You know, I would have loved to have said yes, but no, he is not coming this year.
Really?
And
I'm
yes,
crushed.
And I know. He does a great job, and it does wonderful things, but he has chosen this year not to be there. Yeah. However, that we'll have all sorts of other types of vendors at the event. So it'll still be fun.
He's always a fun guy. He's nice to say hello to and enjoy himself. And so what we want to let you know is whatever the number of wineries, and that's probably a moving target right now, Pam. We're still a couple weeks out. But 28, 30 wineries, they will bring multiple types of their wines. So you might get to sample as much as 50, 75, 100, even more wines. And as you find something that you really like at an awful lot of wine festivals, at an awful lot of wine tastings, you have to make a note, and then you have to call your local liquor store. You have to find out if they carry it, maybe ask them to special order it. But like Pam said, you'll be able to take these wines with you. You say, well, Mike, I really like that. And I know an awful lot of people, Pam, all up and down the Front Range that do their wine shopping for the year at the Castle Rock Wine Festival. So somebody out there may be saying, well, if I buy a bottle, that's fine. You give me this little tote bag. What if I buy six bottles or a case or two cases? Why don't you take the folks through the wine check room?
Absolutely. So we do have a wine check. But you can bring your wines over. It's just like a coat check in that you bring, whether it's cases or bottles of wine, we will give you a ticket that will also, the other half of the ticket is attached to your selection of your wines. And so it's a really a great place and great opportunity for you to be able to take home if you want cases of wine. And it really does make it very easy for that to happen. I think it's always fun to watch the people about, you know, it's like Christmas. They feel like, oh, I got my wine and I could have taken home with me. They're so excited. So we take very good care of it. It's put in a location that the sun's not hitting it. And so it's a very nice, and like I said, this park is absolutely beautiful and it's very comfortable.
Talking with Pam Riddler, president of the Castle Rock Chamber of Commerce, because on Saturday, July 18th, the 17th annual Castle Rock Wine Festival. How do people get tickets, Pam?
Oh, absolutely. They just go to CastleRockWineFest.com. And you can order your tickets online at $39 if you pre-purchase. If you wait for the day of the event, which you can, that will jump up to $49. So if you're wanting to come, you know, save yourself a little bit of money by ordering your tickets online.
All right. And what about, you mentioned food trucks. Let's also talk about, will there be a beer garden again this year?
Yes, there is a beer garden, so we take care of that. You know, and what we found, and I think we've been doing that for 4 or 5 years now, that we had a beer garden, because sometimes there might be a couple, one that really loves wine and the other says, you know, I'd rather have beer. Uh-huh. And so they're able to go into the beer garden and get their beers that they would like to have to drink. So it's a nice compliment.
I have even noticed, and I'm sure you have too, Pam, that sometimes at the beer garden there'll be three or four or five or six husbands while the three or four or five or six ladies are in the wine section and maybe looking at some of the vendors and so forth. You've noticed that as well, right?
Oh, yes. It's
kind of like
it's
the couches.
Very nice place to stroll.
Kind of like the couches used to be at Park Meadows. You'd see the guys sitting
there. That's exactly what it's
like. All right. Her name is Pam Riddler, CastleRockWineFest.com. It's coming up on Saturday, July 18th. It's on my website at MikeBoyle.com. I would suggest getting your tickets in advance. Pam Riddler, thank you so much for joining us. What a great, great event you started 17 years ago, you and your staff. And I know that everybody's out there listening is looking forward to it. So have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you on the 18th.
Thank you so much. Of course, have a happy 4th of July. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. We'll be back on the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show.
It started with a craving. Hey, we've all craved a good burger, right? Well, that's what happened to Jeff Richard and his two sons. While spending a little father and son time, they got hungry, and burgers really sounded good. The more they talked, the more they thought, no place came to mind. Well, then, an idea was born. Dad, why don't you and Mom open a really, really good burger place? The next thing you know, Jeff and his wife, Jaren, have three Crave Real Burgers. Crave Real Burgers. The original in Castle Rock, with two others in Highlands Ranch and Colorado Springs. Sure, they got the basic burger, big, thick, juicy, but maybe try one of the specialty burgers like the Sin City, Love Stinks, the Three Little Pigs, the Luther, served between two glazed donuts, or a house favorite, the Nutty Professor, with peanut butter, bacon, jalapenos, and onion. And that's only the start. There are plenty more to choose from. Crave also has appetizers, sandwiches, and salads. Wash everything down with a delicious milkshake. Crave Real Burgers is open 7 days a week for both lunch and dinner at all three locations. Jeff was trained at the Culinary Institute, so you know he has talent, and he's put together some different, interesting, and delicious burgers. Some even have won or placed in numerous burger competitions. Crave Real Burgers. While Joyce's Famous Pizza didn't like the Great American Shutdown and what it did to businesses all over the metro area, she was really set up for takeout and delivery more than most, because that's what most of her business is anyway. Joyce's Famous Pizza is a small place anyway. Located at 2120 South Broadway, just south of Evans, Joyce's only has about five or six tables, so most people stop by and take her amazing pizza home with them. And of course, Joyce's has always delivered. Joyce's is open for business, both lunch and dinner, 7 days a week, beginning at 11 o'clock. Also, while Joyce is known for her pizzas, don't forget the sub sandwiches on homemade bread. Salads, pasta dishes, and calzones. Everything can be picked up or delivered. You can call in your order and it will be waiting for you when you arrive. Joyce's number is 303-777-4992. That's 303-777-4992. Joyce's has been around since 2008. And remember, she serves a big pie, 16 inches, with plenty of toppings to choose from. She also has a great pizza by the slice lunch special. So check out Joyce's Famous Pizza, 2120 South Broadway, and be looking for some of her social media deals and the occasional Saturday specials offered on Mike's website at MikeBoyle.com. These specials can really save you some money. You know, if you're only going to be offering takeout for an extended period of time, and then you're going to figure out how to ramp your business back up when you reopen for dine-in, well, you might as well use the opportunity to change the name of your restaurant. That's what Jeff and Janine, owners of DW's 285 Diner in Conifer, decided to do. So DW's is now the Conifer Cafe. Same owners, same great breakfasts and lunches, and since they also own Tommy's Sub at Quincy and C470, serving great subs for over 25 years, they decided to also offer those subs at the Conifer Cafe. And Tommy's is also open for takeout and dine-in, and serving what Mike considers to be one of the best Philly cheesesteak sandwiches in the state. So, let's see if we can help you follow all this. DW's in Conifer is now the Conifer Cafe, but it's still serving breakfast and lunch. The Conifer Cafe is now serving Tommy's Subs, and you can get Tommy's Subs at their original location in Morrison. Maybe start with a nice drive to the mountains and breakfast at the Conifer Cafe. Huevos, skillets, maybe a big burger for lunch, then take home a Tommy's Sub for dinner. Got your whole day covered. Two great places, two great owners, and plenty of great food. Conifer Cafe and Tommy Subs.
Pop open an ice cold Pepsi while you enjoy more of the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show.
The bars are all closed. It's 4 in the morning. I must have shut them all down by the shape that I'm in.
All right, 3:39 is the time here on the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show. It is Saturday, July 4th. Happy to have you with me. Hope you're flying your flag. Happy birthday, America. You know, we just did a mention for Pepsi products. Well, I know a place that serves Pepsi products, and it's owned by my next guest. His name is Trace Welch. Trace Welts owns and operates Mickey's Top Sirloin Restaurant at 6950 Broadway. That's 70th and Broadway up in North Denver. But there's something about Trace Welch. Even with all his steakhouse background, he just can't seem to get away from the burrito business. Mike, doesn't he still own Mickey's? Yes, he does, but he's also got Mickey's Express. We're going to talk a little bit about both. Trace, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining me.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Trace, you know, let's talk a little bit about the shutdown. Let's talk a little bit about Mickey's before we get into the Mickey's Express and find out what it is with you. You know what? You get hired by guys that are multiple unit fuzzies, taco shop operators. They hire you to open. They get off to a good running start. But for some reason, you've always seemed to want your own burrito place. Is there something there that I need to know about?
Yeah, sometimes it's hard to make partnerships work.
Well, I'm talking about you've worked with these guys, you've helped them get them open, but now you got your own burrito shop called Mickey's Express. But sounds like you've always wanted your own.
Yeah, you know, we've had the opportunity to purchase the old La Casa del Rey Burrito Express in Commerce City after they closed down for a little while. And it was like, hey, this is a great opportunity to do breakfast all day. And we're open 6 to 8. Some great green chili from Mickey's that we've ramped up a little bit, and now we have a medium and also a fire.
All right. So, listen, let's talk. I'm probably confusing myself. I'm probably confusing you and listeners. How did you handle the shutdown at Mickey's Top Sirloin? I know that Mickey's Express is drive-through. We'll get to that in a minute, but how did you handle the shutdown at Mickey's? Did you decide to shut down? Did you do takeout only? What percentage of your business had been takeout at Mickey's before you were forced to do takeout?
Well, we did go down to takeout and curbside. We picked up delivery on our own terms with the shutdown. I figure we were doing about 5% prior to the shutdown, and we only were able to get it up to about 10%. Tried to run some specials like Roadhouse was doing and some things like that. It's just not a lot of residential around this location, so our lunch business was our main money, and a lot of those businesses were working from home.
So, getting it up to 10%. Now, a lot of restaurants, if they were already doing 30, 40, 45, 50%, if they were more set up for it, like a Texas Roadhouse or an Outback with its curbside takeaway and so forth, they were probably a little bit easier for them to ramp up a little bit. So you just kind of cut back and kind of ground through it a little bit. And how are you doing? You told me you're bouncing back pretty good with dining at Mickey's Top Sirloin.
You know, I can't complain. We're up to about 72%. We started at 50%, and, you know, this weekend's always a challenge, but I think July will be getting us back to break even for sure.
And are people getting to come in and enjoy lunch and dinner at Mickey's?
Yep. We open from 11 to 10 and doing our social distancing and the masks for our employees and stuff. And we have a great bar side, which is a sports bar. We have a great dining side. Like I said, it's kind of unassuming on the outside when you're driving by, and I'm sure some listeners may say, hey, I've driven by there 100 times but haven't stopped. Stop in, say hi. You'll love the inside and what we've done. 9,000 square feet, quaint, cool place.
Why don't you take the listeners through a little bit of the history of Mickey's Top Sirloin?
So Mike Brancucci's grandfather started a farm on this property back in the 1800s, and then his dad took that over. Mike sold vegetables, ran trucks in his early days. When he got the farm, he decided to make a little fruit stand on the corner that evolved into a restaurant that was serving his mother's Italian food and stuff in 1962. And he added burritos and Mexican stuff from one of his cooks that was from in down from Mexico, or up from Mexico, I guess you'd say. And then, you know, steak started in the late 60s, and so he started, he knew a lot of the Globeville butcher shop owners, and so they taught him how to cut steaks. So that's when he evolved it into the steakhouse. It was on the corner in 2005. He tore that building down and rebuilt the 9,000-square-foot animal we have now over here, a little bit south of the corner. And it's only one story this time. Those listeners that remember it, it's a great iconic place for many, many decades on that corner. I wish I had pictures. If anyone's listening and you have pictures of that old building, I'd love to place them in the up on the walls inside.
So the Italian immigrants started as farmers, had a fruit stand. When they opened up, they started serving Italian food. But a couple of the amigos in the kitchen, when they were fixing their own meals, were fixing some pretty good burritos. And all of a sudden, Mickey and his wife said, this is pretty good. Maybe we should add this on. And when did the name change? When did it become a steakhouse serving Italian and Mexican items?
Gosh, that's a good question. I'll have to ask Mike that question.
because he's still around.
Yeah, he's actually sitting in the bar right now.
And he comes in and cuts the steaks for you. And when did you buy the place?
So I was lucky enough to buy Mickey's in October of 2016. And like you said, Mike or Mickey comes in every day, about three times a day, cuts steaks in the morning, comes has lunch with his buddies that he's had lunch with for eons, and then a drink or two before heading home to his wife, Marlene.
And as somebody might also say, well, why did he sell it? Well, because Mickey or Mike, he's what, 82, 83, 84 years old
83,
now, right?
83, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he just decided, he interviewed a number of people. And what made Trace Welch appear to him? Because he had an awful lot of suitors. Was it your background with Texas Roadhouse? Why don't you tell the people a little bit of your background with your background in steaks and so forth, Trace?
Yeah, so actually I started a steakhouse for Brinker International, which is Chili's parent company in Oklahoma City in the early 90s, and ran that for five, 6 years, and then left there to go run Texas Roadhouse, and then wanted to get back to Oklahoma, not get back from Oklahoma to Colorado, which is home for me, Arvada, born and raised. So I did a Fuzzy's Taco Shop venture, and when that fell through, we were looking for something, and the steakhouse was the logical choice. You know, my goal was to continue the legacy that Mike started so many years ago, and I think that was kind of the hook of continuing the name and keeping the menu the same, and respecting all those hard, hard working years that he put into this thing.
Trace, you said you were with a steakhouse in Oklahoma City. What was the name of it?
It's called Kona Ranch Steakhouse.
Kona Ranch. All right.
Yep.
I was down in Oklahoma City on New Year's Day. And when we went down, we went to the Cattleman Steakhouse down by the stockyards. And
sat
with those folks. They've owned that place. The place has been there over 100 years. And the current owners had it something like 50 or 60. And then on New Year's Eve, we went to Mickey Mantle's Steakhouse right down in the Brickyard downtown.
Yep, Bricktown. Yeah, the Cattleman's an iconic spot there in the stockyards for sure.
I think when I get off at 5 o'clock today, I might take one of those nice pint beer glasses with their logo on it, and I might have myself a cold beer right here in Castle Rock, Colorado. I got to tell you a story. Talking with Trace Welch from Mickey's Top Sirloin up at 6950 Broadway, I was down doing an event down in Colorado Springs today, and the guy that owns Louis Pizza, Louis Sirota, he and his wife like to go to Texas Roadhouse, and we were talking about tables and socially distancing and how different restaurants have handled closing off areas. I was at a restaurant a couple weeks ago that has a big storage facility, so they took tables out. So it looks really nice. It looks really well spaced. I've talked to other people. that have just put a note on a table and said, we can't sit here. I've talked to other restaurants that don't put any notes on table, but when they have the hostess seat, they seat people tables apart so that the dining room looks reasonably natural. When we come back from a break, I'd like to know how you're doing it at Mickey's Top Sirloin, but also the Texas Roadhouse on Powers in Colorado Springs. The tables that they can't seat, Trace, the manager has decorated. There'll be a beautiful floral arrangement on one. Then there'll be a nice display with seniors' pictures. Congratulations to graduating high school classes of Colorado Springs. And I thought, man, if you don't have a storage area or someplace to put the tables, what a smart, smart, smart idea. I'd like to get your thoughts on that. I'd also like to know whether or not that was a corporate decision or something that was just taken upon himself by the Texas Roadhouse manager. We're talking with Trace Welch, Mickey's Top Sirloin, 6950 Broadway. We'll be right back on the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show.
The restaurant owners that were hustlers, people that really promoted and came up with good marketing ideas before the pandemic, they did reasonably well weathering the storm during the shutdown. Two of those owners are John Jordan and his partner, owners of the Tailgate Tavern on Main Street in Parker, and now they're back to full service. Great marketeers serving great food. You can still take out, but why not dine in and enjoy the friendly neighborhood environment of the Tailgate, a place where you really feel like everybody knows your name. They're doing their hugely popular Burger Mondays, the Buffalo Wing Wednesdays, Prime Rib Thursdays, and the wildly popular Fish Fry on Friday, and they're still taking the time to support local charities, veterans organizations, the Parker business community, and even doing benefits for healthcare providers in their area. So when you do something nice for yourself, getting some really good food from the Tailgate and at very reasonable prices, you're doing something nice for others. The Tailgate Tavern also has one of the biggest and best patios in the metro area. The Tailgate is open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner and has a wonderful, friendly staff that would love to see you. The Tailgate Tavern in Parker.
Good news, no great news. The four View House restaurants, yep, four, downtown across from Coors Field, historic downtown Littleton, Centennial just off I-25 and the Tech Center, and the newest store in Colorado Springs are now open for dine-in eating, drinking, or to enjoy one of their fabulous rooftop patios. If you prefer, each View House location is still doing takeout, but it's time to get together again with friends. Enjoy dine-in. Each store is staffed and ready to serve you. All meals are being prepared under the supervision of corporate executive chef Jose Guerrero and his excellent staff at each individual restaurant. The View House restaurants are also constantly updating their offerings, so ask about special items and package deals. Maybe even take one of their craft brewed beers home with you. Remember that each View House restaurant has private party rooms that can accommodate groups of all sizes. And if you don't want to dine in or pick up your takeout meal, each View House has its own delivery service. You can enjoy View House food in the comfort of your own home. But if you want Mike's suggestion, stop by any of the four View House locations: Lodo, Littleton, Centennial, and Colorado Springs. Good food, friendly people, all with great views from their rooftop patios.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and if you're looking for Chinese food in the southeast Denver area, why not stop off at the Golden Shanghai, 1412 South Parker Road. Wonderfully, locally, independently owned, Tony and Dana Pond, absolutely wonderful husband and wife team. They've had it for well over 20 years, 1412 South Parker Road. And not only do they serve Chinese food, but they've got Thai food, Vietnamese food, and you know one other thing they've done? They've added a bunch of those real Chinese dishes, the dishes you would get if you decided to go to China. Sure, they've got the sesame chicken and the Mongolian beef, dishes we all love from a Chinese restaurant, but they've got some of that authentic stuff as well. They're open 7 days a week, serving lunch and dinner at the Golden Shanghai. Their phone number is 303-743-9079. That's 303-743-9079. They've got a private party room, but stop by and say hello to Tony and Dana Pan. Got a full-service bar, absolutely wonderful people. The Golden Shanghai Restaurant in Southeast Denver.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com.
All right, 3:54 is the time on the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show. We're talking with Trace Welch, the owner and operator of Mickey's Top Sirloin, 6950 North Broadway. Boy, they do a nice job. Get on up there, have yourself some Italian food, maybe a little bit of Mexican food, maybe one of those porterhouse steaks that they sell so many of those. Trace, what did you think of the idea of that Texas Roadhouse manager in Colorado Springs, what he did with the tables, since he couldn't take the tables out, since he didn't have any place to store them? You and I have both been to restaurants since the shutdown where restaurateurs are stacking the chairs on tables, so you're sitting at a table with a table next to you with chairs stacked on top of it. Come on, you want the restaurant to look like a restaurant. What did you think of that idea?
I love that idea, you know, and that's the thing about Roadhouse is great ideas travel like wildfire, and I wouldn't be surprised if you saw that at most of them in no time at all. I'm going to use that.
Yeah, I mean, imitation is the highest form of flattery. What are you doing at the Texas? What are you doing at the Texas Roadhouse? What are you doing at Mickey's Top Sirloin?
So we're doing the reserve signs on the tables. Not really reserve. Kind of like what you were saying. Put little funny sayings on the tables, laminate them, and said that those are closed so that we can hit the right social distancing. So we didn't stack any chairs or do anything silly like that. You're right. That kind of makes it uncomfortable.
I think it's a little cheesy. Anyway, yeah, we'll go ahead and use that idea. And apparently, I'm going to go down and see it, but Louis said, I mean, they're real nice. It's not like he just went to Safeway and bought a $5 potted plant and put it on a table. He put a nice tablecloth, and, you know, I mean, it just looks very, very nice. It looks like it would look like a decoration anyway. I thought it was really, really, really something. Let's talk a little bit about Mickey's Express. Tell the listeners about Mickey's Express, if you will, please.
Sure. We have a little Rito Express on 78th and Highway 2 in Commerce City, where we serve breakfast burritos all day long from 6 a.m. till 8 p.m. at night. We also have standard Mexican burritos. We have one called an American burrito or American Deluxe, where we use a taco meat variation with lettuce and tomatoes and onions and mustard. It's kind of like a burger, so it's a burger burrito, quite unique.
Uh-huh.
Tastes pretty good. Everyone who's had it is loving that. We also do, taken after La Casa, we do the steak and avocado burritos with our great chili, which is a great seller for us. We also have a relleno burger where we take and fry a relleno, put it with our beans, put the chili in there and cheese, and that's a quite unique burrito. So if you want to try something unique and different, we're doing that. We're going to roll out some pizza burritos here as featured test items in the next couple of weeks, where we're doing pepperoni, pizza sauce, cheese, and egg in a burrito. And we've done some taste testing and got some great feedback on that one. So look for that in the coming weeks.
And by the way, we're going to do an event with them the evening of July 18th. His name is Trace Welch. Trace, you must have done a good job with that Kona Steakhouse because they're still around, buddy. And as a matter of fact, they now have a location in Norman, Oklahoma, which, of course, is where the University of Oklahoma is. Rich in heritage, legendary quality and service, the Ranch Steakhouse is Oklahoma's premier dining experience, offering guests the finest food and best steak in the Midwest. I have a good friend down there, and I might go down and visit him. He doesn't get around as much as he'd like to, and maybe we might have to go out to the Ranch Steakhouse and check it out. I'll tell you something, though. I'd be hard pressed to have a steakhouse, a steak better than Mickey Mantle's. Boy, they did a wonderful job on New Year's Eve. Have you been to Mickey Mantle's?
I have not, but I've heard phenomenal things about that steakhouse for many years, and I was there for almost 20 years, and I think they were there for 10 of those at least. Great.
I'll tell you what, they ain't giving anything away, I'll tell you that. Their prices are right up there.
It's like a Sullivan's or a Frisco price range.
Exactly. All right, Trace Welch, thanks an awful lot for spending some time with us. Congratulations on getting Mickey's Top Sirloin back up and running. I'm glad to hear that it's doing well. If you folks live up in that area, if you're driving by on the Boulder Turnpike on I-25, swing off 6950 Broadway, stop in and see Trace. I'll tell you what, doesn't matter what you want, the food is really, really good. We've done a couple of events with Trace. We've worked with him over the years, and we're looking forward to you checking out Mickey's Express here coming up in a couple weeks. Thanks for the time, Trace. I sure appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Have a great one.
All right. Trace Welch is his name. My name is Mike Boyle. Let's do this. Let's go ahead and take a break. In the next hour, I do have time for a call or two, 303-696-1971. I do have a book review. A listener gave me a book. I thought it was very, very good. And you know me, I like to share that stuff with you. So because it's the holiday weekend, you're barbecuing, you're driving to the mountains. Did you see the traffic driving to the mountains yesterday? Yikes. My neighbors were going to drive to Vail for lunch. They got to Evergreen. I beg your pardon. They got to Idaho Springs and turned around and came back. They said the traffic was so bad. Anyway, so we might mix it up a little bit. We might do an author interview. But if you want to give me a call, 303-696-1971. We'll be back after the news on The Restaurant Show, News Talk 710. KNUS.